Wake up. I said, wake up. What's the matter, my darling? Not happy to see me? I didn't think you would be. Not after what happened today. Time and time again, I told you. I told you that you are mine, and mine alone. Mine and no one else's. I thought I had drilled this into your head during our last meeting, but it appears that I was wrong. No, the pentagram carved into your chest wasn't enough. The broken rib wasn't enough. The black eye wasn't enough. None of it was enough to get you to realize that you are mine. Perhaps it's because you still doubt my existence. Perhaps you're stupid enough to believe that everything that has happened so far has been mere coincidence. Well, why don't I just give you some good, irrefutable proof then? There. Are you good and awake now? Now that you're out of bed and on the floor, turn around and look at me when I'm talking to you. There you go. Now go down on your knees before your mistress. Good. That's a good little human. Is this proof enough for you then, you dim-witted ape? Is it now? I'm not so sure. I mean, slicing a pentagram into your chest wasn't enough. I think I need to leave a more noticeable mark on you. Turn around now, little human, and don't go trying to get up. Good. Don't give me any excuses, you miserable little worm. You know what you did, or rather, what you chose not to do. Your friend told you of their little crush on you, and you could have just told them that you didn't feel the same way. But no, you chose to simply run and hide. You couldn't devote yourself 100% to your mistress. Rather than do that, you fled. Were you hoping to gain more courage and defy me further? Were you hoping that you could find it in yourself to go on a little date with your friend? Well, I'm afraid that is something that I am just not going to stand for. Not for one second. Do you know what this is? Of course you don't, given that I haven't brought it out in your presence until now. This is a succubus's whip. Every member of my kind has one. And this one is mine. To own and wield such a weapon is my birthright as a succubus. And we like to think that man's true purpose is to suffer underneath its lashes. Tonight, you will taste my whip's kiss for the first time. Those of your kind who are truly masochistic can find some twisted enjoyment out of its touch, but that term doesn't really apply to you, now does it? If you are smart, you will not cower or shrivel in pain, as that will only make me angrier. Though you may cry, scream, and beg to your heart's content, these things are all music to my ears. It's always a fascinating sight to see. The whip causes tremendous pain as it slices through the flesh, but repairs as it moves down the skin. You'll have a fantastic set of scars once I'm done with you, but you won't have lost a drop of blood. There we go. I think that will be enough for now. Feel free to collapse now. 7 lashes, enough to make even the strongest man squirm. You did fairly well, I will admit. Just remember, if you act out of line again, the punishment will be much, much worse. Here we go. Don't move a muscle. Let me get you back in bed. There you go. Nice and comfortable once again. And since I am a kind mistress, I think I'll feed now to help your body calm down once again. As always, my little human. Now, I think I'm just about done with you for tonight. I'll just collect payment, and then I'll be on my way. And I know just how you can repay me this time, my dear. Now that I've got my thighs wrapped around your rib cage, let me just start. I've got you trapped in a death grip now, little human. And if I wanted to kill you, there were several different ways I could do it. I could simply squeeze you hard enough to the point that you can't breathe, and then let you suffocate. But I think it would be much more fun to just keep squeezing until my thighs eventually meet in the middle, shattering your ribs and crushing your lungs into pulp, until eventually my thighs will meet on either side of your spine. And then I would keep squeezing until I turn the very thing that lets you stand and walk into nothing but ground up paste. But you know me, my dear little human. I don't want to kill you. So just like last time, I'll stop right here. Oh, I could tell that one hurt quite a bit, didn't it? Rest now and behave. If you don't be a good little human, you know what will happen. And by the way, my dear, don't think I didn't notice you ordering that little game for yourself. What was it called? Doom Eternal? Oh, what? You think I don't know about your kind's pastimes? My dear, I'm a succubus. We know about every pleasure humankind enjoys. And yes, that includes video games. Now, I know what Doom Eternal is about. So whenever you play, just remember, I'll be watching. Until next time.